And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And this is Mark Menard, honored to be here today for another phenomenal show. Now get ready, because I'm going to share something with you today, something that you may not have heard of. I'm going to talk about growing through your comfort zone versus going through your comfort zone. You see, a lot of people talk about going out of your comfort zone, which is one step. But what I'm going to dive to deeply today is why going out of your comfort zone isn't enough. But before we get into that, I have something great that I need to share, and it's something that's been long overdue. It's from our iTunes reviews, and thank you so much for all of you that have been leaving all the amazing reviews for us on iTunes. I don't remember to say it enough, but it's so important, all you amazing fans and listeners and supporters, to jump on iTunes, give Elevating Beyond an awesome rating, and leave a review, because that's what continues to help push us up in the iTunes ratings, and that's what gets it notified and noticed by more people. And we keep growing, and we keep helping to change more lives as we crossed over 2 million downloads in iTunes. And what I'm going to start doing is pulling out throughout the week a couple of the top two reviews. I'm going to pick a winner each week. I'll read it out loud, and I'll be sending you a surprise. So keep those reviews coming. The surprise will be copies of autographed books that I have. Also, there'll be a grand prize that's going to be done on a monthly basis, and that's going to be for something bigger, little secret, almost like full access to things like our interactive Elevating Beyond and business course, and so much more. So look, I want to read one of these out loud, and this is from, well, actually, I have the name on email. It's not publicly on here. It says Ratchet Pacifist, but the title of it is A Catalyst for Growth. And she wrote, Mark Menard and Elevating Beyond. Mark Menard, I'm butchering it already. That's awesome. She wrote, Mark Menard is truly one of the best people I've met, and his podcast and content, Elevating Beyond, is very uplifting, powerful, and most importantly, authentic. Authenticity is rare nowadays in social media, but thanks to people like Mark for maintaining it. I highly recommend this. Thank you so much. I'm going to read one more by my man, Vital. Vital lives in Southern California. Vital wrote, Mark's authenticity shines through, and his own story is truly empowering. Mark is a talented writer, and he doesn't talk the talk, but walks the talk. Take a listen and elevate beyond. Thank you so much to both of you for these amazing reviews on iTunes. Everyone else listening, please just take a quick second. You pop on there, you leave a review, you leave a rating, and mention your name at the bottom, because you'll have a chance to be selected for a weekly prize. Now let's get into this today, ladies and gentlemen. I told you I'm going to talk about it. Going out of your comfort zone, why it's not enough. We see it all the time. We see, like the little cartoon animation of taking that leap of faith. And it says, go out. It all starts by going out of your comfort zone. The quote, journey of 1,000 miles begins with a first step. All these are true. But what I'm talking about today is why that first step isn't enough. Why going out of your comfort zone isn't enough. You see, people act like it's this one-time momentarily thing, but what it really takes, and I'm going to break it down for you, is continually going out of your comfort zone, continually taking that leap of faith one day, one step at a time, over time, continuing to go out of your comfort zone till you get to the level that you actually grow out of your comfort zone. And what that means is the next level now becomes your new normal. And then you have a new comfort zone to go out of because there's levels. There's always seasons and levels in life. So I'm going to break this down for you, giving you some real examples from my own life. All of you listening have heard my story. I speak on it. I've shared on here so many times. I have my keynote, Impossible is Where Every Great Adventure Begins. And I talk about when I was in jail at age 17, how I woke up in a jail cell, like I fell into my body. It was like, boom! Like a meteor crashing down, I landed in my body, my eyes jolted open. I had no idea what I was, how I had even gotten to wherever I was. And I share that my face was beat down, smashed in. I found out I was in jail. I had to call my parents to pick me up. And I had to start making I had to choose to start making a change in my life. I was involved, my friends and I thought we were so cool. We were doing all the drugs at a whole other level, selling them. We were so special, like we were untouchable, we thought. And I was just hanging around with the wrong people. I became the wrong person. And I started to see that in my life. And so then that jail and getting my face literally beat down, smashed in, and almost dying, I think I was dead because I fell into my body. That's the first thing I remember is my eyes jolting open in that jail cell. And I was given another chance. And then I had to start stepping out of my comfort zone, which at that time was the environment that I was in, doing drugs, dealing drugs, drinking all the time, the people that I was choosing to have in my inner circle. And I remember there was two things I started doing. Number one, I read my first book at age 18, and it was Stephen King's Pet Sematary. I found an old copy of it in my parents' basement that my dad had, and for the first time, it started bringing imagination into my own education, and I thought that I was stupid. So for me, it was going out of my comfort zone just to read a book. Because I had only done the bare minimum throughout school and life to get just what's needed for the book reports done. But I always thought, I'm too dumb to read. I'm a slow reader. I'm not smart enough like those types of people. But I realized the content that they were sharing with me in school wasn't stuff that I was really interested in and being taught in a way that I learn. And I realized by doing this, by reading this and starting to read those pages, I was going out of my comfort zone. And then the next thing I knew, I got through the entire book and I loved it. But that I couldn't just stop there. Like, because reading still was going out of my comfort zone for me. I still felt like I was a slow reader, but I realized I actually could start to read faster, or I wasn't thinking about it as much while I was enjoying what I was actually reading. And then I went on to reading some other books, and it went from all different levels of Stephen King to then C.S. Lewis, then leading to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. But if I would have read that as the first book, I wouldn't have been ready for it yet. It took going through different levels, taking different steps out of my comfort zone. And then the next thing I know, some years later, I'm reading books all the time, every different type of book, fiction, nonfiction, physiology, metaphysics, C.S. Lewis on religion and Christianity, leadership, everything that you can imagine. I'm reading all of it and I'm loving it. And I realized this, I didn't even have to think about it. This isn't going out of my comfort zone anymore. I've grown out of it and stayed out of it so much that this is now my new normal. And that's where my next level started. It got me to think, wow, I can do something with my life. I can maybe go to college. And I say it on the show all the time. I don't say that I'm for or against college. You don't have to have a college degree to be a business owner, entrepreneur, to be successful. It depends what season you are, what you want in life. And there's always options. But for me at that time, it was to do something with my life, not end back up in jail and just change everything. And that was my then bigger next step. But you see, reading became my new normal. I grew. I did it long enough till it became part of who I am, not just a leap of faith. And then we flash forward. I mean, there's a whole series of events of getting into health and exercise, lifting weights and running. I had never done any of that stuff till I got away from the drugs and all that. I had to have something else to keep my mind occupied and do. And I realized that then physical fitness over time. At first I was sore, at first I didn't like it, but it was abnormal to me. And I was thinking, those gym guys think they're, I always had this stupid ignorant, I was probably just being a hater because I would just do drugs and all that. And I was probably just jealous. Well, they have muscles. Then I got into it more, got into lifting and realized that, yeah, getting muscles and stuff is great. It's awesome. But I realized now that it became over time part of who I am, that running is actually therapeutic to the way my brain works. And if I go a couple of days now without going on a jog, I can feel myself like feeling off and getting like kind of edgy. And it's like, I need to go for, I have an urge because now going out of my, I grew out of my comfort zone and that became the next level of my health, became the new normal. And jogging and running is part of who I am. And there's always seasons and levels and life of this for all these things. There's more that I'm doing in different ways now that I'm needing to go out of my comfort zone of things that I'm not wanting to enjoy for exercise and health, but it's over time going to become the new normal for me. And then it went to after college, starting my company, Dreamshine. And that was a huge, huge, huge leap of faith to start that at the peak of the recession, by the way. My office was in a barn. I had just got married. We had two kids back to back. It was the worst possible time, everyone said, to start a company, but I had a dream. I had a vision to help individuals with special needs and change lives at a whole new level because no one else was doing anything for them. Something had to be done. And my sister moved here at that time. She went out of her comfort zone and we were able to start it together. And over time, we took on all these new challenges that we continue to grow through. And I was just continually stepping out of my comfort zone by going all in with Dreamshine. And then I realized there's different levels. As soon as I got used to this, that I realized, oh my gosh, now I have a staff. I have team members of from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. I need to learn a lot more of how to be a better leader. It's amazing, provide the best services for our clients with special needs. I was going out of my comfort zone to fight the state politics and for the funding. But then you can't be, you go from an entrepreneur and then you have to choose to become a great leader. And we've heard this a lot. I know my man Dave Ramsey says it. I've said it. People say, are leaders born? No. Babies are born in the hospital. They don't ever hold it up and say, congratulations, it's a leader. No, no, no. They say it's a boy, it's a girl, or whatever the name of your baby is. Leaders aren't born. It's something that you choose to become based on your why, based on what you're doing and wanting to grow and the need for it in whatever season of your life, in whatever area of your life too. It's not just with having a company. It's within your family. If you're a husband, you're a father. And everyone says you have to lead yourself. That's true. Of course, that's true. That applies, but it's a different type of leadership when you're overseeing other people in my specific situation of having team members and really wanting to grow that unity. Because unity does not occur naturally. You have to learn how to do it intentionally. And I had to start going out of my comfort zone more and more, learning ways to communicate more effectively. Putting new things in place like our no gossip policy. I had to make decisions to hire differently and to fire people, to see when they were beyond being willing to be coachable anymore. And each step along the way, I'm going more and more out of my comfort zone. And then I start doing more things like getting involved in more events, going out of my comfort zone, meeting other business owners like my incredible man, Dave Ramsey, and the Entree leadership team like 7 years ago. Meeting all these other business owners and seeing how not only did they have podcasts and stuff, but how they were growing teams and whatever. It didn't matter if they were in the company of having an oil company, a social media platform, everything that they were, a paper company. There were people that own dental clinics, hair stylists, and I was there. I have my company Dreamshine. We serve individuals with special needs, people in the health industry, people that own bars, people that own coffee shops, but they all had the same passion of not only wanting to grow their business and help people, but they wanted to be better leaders to their team. And you have to create that unity. And as a business, you can't do it alone. And that unity equals power. And then you're able to grow and produce and help more people, as well as create more revenue and income for your business, which you can help put and actually give yourself, start to get paid for the thousands of hours that you're doing as an owner. Being able to invest more in your team is incredible. Being able to put more into your company, being able to help others, but it takes to continue. It took me to keep doing things more and more, and I'm always doing it to go out of my comfort zone. The way we do our team meetings now, we do them different than most other places. Like, people come and work for Dreamshine and we only take the best of the best. We have a whole new process that became the new normal, but it took time. I had to keep going out of my comfort zone till I grew out of it. And now, and when we get people on the team, they're like, this place is different. Like, you guys actually help each other. You respect each other and you help each other to grow in all areas of life. And yes, we work our butts off. Yes, we have conflicts, but we work hard to resolve them. We have our monthly all-team meetings where everyone's there, including me, and we all share our wins and losses for the month. And it does not just need to be related to the company. People will share things like, I was going through a struggle in my marriage and I had a huge win and I learned some things here about how to stop having a victim mindset, and you guys shared a dream shine, how to be more forgiven, and I apply that in my marriage and my marriage is doing better. And I look at that and I'm like, and that's my why. Like, leadership is so much beyond you. It's not just about within the company. It's continuing to help others to become the best versions of themselves in all areas of life. And then when that continued to become the new normal, as we started growing a better culture, I started becoming a better leader. And then, boom, you get plucked out of your comfort zone again. And I realize now it's time, because you can't wear every hat as a business and you have to work on your company, and there's different seasons of life first when you're in it and you want to keep changing more lives, helping more people at a broader level. and you can't do everything in it. And I realize now it's time to start creating other leaders. And so I had to go through a whole new level of going out, learning to delegate in a whole new way, my entire mindset, to create another leader that would help run things the way that I would run them, to bring them through this, to coach them through this, to teach them through this entire process, to pull them out of their comfort zone along with me. And that's a whole other level of leadership. When you're becoming a teacher, it even holds you more accountable. And it's the best way to grow. And then that becomes the new normal. And listen to me, I'm taking you through my own journey, but I just want you to visualize how this applies in your life. Because then it doesn't stop there. There's always another level. And I'm not saying to always be like doing this, be uncomfortable where you never have, like be content, be happy, always be grateful. That's a decision, but you should always be choosing to grow, to be the best version of yourself. And within my company, then now I have another level of creating my leader to help teach her or him to create and teach other leaders to become leaders like they are. And that's a whole other level within our company. And then I stepped way out of the comfort zone as I started realizing I want to help more people. I want to, it's time to share my story. I want to do things that help literally change the world. That's right. I want to help change the world one mindset at a time. And I realized that because of what God had done through me, that everything I had learned over time through Dreamshine, through going out of my comfort zone for years and years and years, I had grown to where that next level became the new normal. And I'm saying I'm going to share this. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to start speaking around the world to help more people. I'm going to get others involved in my podcast that are NFL players, that are famous people, that are people that are the person next door that's living a life of significant success, that are helping share their stories, whether it's business owners, Fortune 500 owners, or just someone that it doesn't matter the level. It's not about even just being a celebrity, although we've been honored to have a bunch on this show, but it's always about the story behind the story, the transparency, the authenticity to share with others the fears that we all face, the battles, the adversity that everyone goes through, to understand that everyone goes through this in seasons of their life, and it's okay. And if they got through it, then so can you. That's what Elevating Beyond is all about at its core. And it's taken me so much time through the years of this podcast to grow out of my comfort zone, to not only where the podcast, that next level became my new normal, but to then learn even business-wise, how do I operate and run Dreamshine and run my team there? How do I get my podcast going, Elevating Beyond, separately and interconnect them all in my book and my speaking? And a huge part of my why for all this was even to create other revenue streams, to be able to take less out of Dreamshine that I was and put more back in, find ways to grow more revenue. And from the speaking, the books, the podcasting, like I'm always thinking of my team to make them the top paid team always. And so I continue to battle this until over time, you go out of your comfort zone. I remember speaking. I dropped speech class 3 times in college. I was terrified. I almost didn't graduate college because of speech class. Now you can't get me to shut up. But I still face fear all the time. I want to be clear about that with everyone. When you see me up there speaking, when I get hired to do a keynote, and that's right, my one and only, the impossible is where every great adventure begins. That's been one of my favorite ones, one of the ones I've been doing the most. I still get nervous and fearful every time before I speak. As a matter of fact, there's been hundreds of times where I'm like, I should give up on this. And then right in that moment, someone will share with me an email, or they'll reach out and say, you know, what you said helped change our company. And it's helped me be a better leader. Or I was battling with my son going through this stuff with jail, or I thought I wasn't good enough. I couldn't do it. And what you shared about fear and getting through adversity showed me I can do it. And I have hope again, Mark. Thank you. And that continues to become my why always, and pushes you through. You need these things as you're growing to that next level. And then as my speaking continued to grow, I realized now I'm getting at a whole other level of speaking. And yes, I can share my story. I have tons of content. I can just help people with on so many levels with companies and their lives and organizations and everything. But I realize now as a professional speaker, there's a whole new level to go out more and more of my comfort zone. And not only did I start getting around other speakers like my man Eric Thomas, my man Dan Waldschmidt, Bill Courtwright, Greg Walker, I talk about them and I remember seeing okay and studying different crafts of what to do, but to still be me. And then there's a whole process within that. And I realized something else. Okay, now I'm working even recently with Mary, who Dan Waldschmidt connected me with, who literally is a voice, pitch, and charisma coach. That's right. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, Mark, you're going to be working with a charisma coach, I would have laughed in your face. And first of all, been like, what in the heck is a freaking charisma coach? and that's what's great. But then as I continued to grow out of my comfort zone, that became the new normal. And Mary Gardner, by the way, it like, oh my gosh, she challenges me in such an incredible way to craft not only the keynote, but to get into layers where my speaking now becomes a true performance, where you're bringing in the content, where you're bringing the value, where you're sharing your story, and you're putting on a true masterpiece performance. That's a whole other level. I remember going through so much, like I'm out of my comfort zone. She's working with me on pitch and recrafting this and that. And then I'm practicing it on my own. And that feels weird to do. It's going out of your comfort zone. And I'm in that right now. Like that's becoming, I'm taking it all to a next level. And that's becoming now my new normal. But you see what I'm saying? Like there's levels, there's seasons in life of how you go continually throughout this. It's not a one-time thing to go out of your comfort zone for one specific thing. Like you have to have a North Star that you're going after. For example, for me with leadership, it was to continue to make Dreamshine better, to get my team to be the best they could be, to get people to unify more, to tackle issues we were having with conflict, with gossip, with ineffectivity going on, and to get you and to grow, to have a shared vision. And I continued to go out of my comfort zone and I would take that leap of faith, but it wasn't like a one-time thing like, okay, have this courageous conversation and resolve this conflict. Okay, good. I've gone out of my comfort zone. Check it off. It's like, no, continue to keep doing all these things on the list till you continue to get to that North Star of the vision of creating that rock star culture and atmosphere at your company, Dreamshine. Until you get there, then you haven't reached that next level of the new normal. So you have to keep going out of your comfort zone until you reach that North Star. And then you need to adjust the North Star because you're always growing. Like we always can be a better version of ourselves. Always, always, always. Sometimes for me, it's even to take some time off work. stop working 100 hours a week, go with my unwind on tap, go with my family to Sierra Leone, West Africa, shut all the social media down. That took me out of my comfort zone. And it was so therapeutic. And I learned from that over time as I, that became the new normal, that now that's part of knowing who I am, to take this time off, to make sure that I'm doing that and how that actually makes me more effective and better with everything I'm doing, with my family, with my company, with speaking, with podcasting, with everything. But you have to keep growing to that next level and beyond. It's not a one-time thing. That's what I want you to really get in you, because we see the quotes. Go out of your comfort zone. Like the comfort zone ends where something begins. The first step begins where the comfort zone ends. Or there's a million of them. And I post that stuff. I agree. But then the thing is, you have to keep growing at it. You don't just step out of it one time. You have to keep stepping, keep going, keep stepping until that next level becomes your new normal. And then you look back and you realize that old comfort zone doesn't even exist anymore, because you have grown to that next level. And it's not just a benchmark. It's not just going out of your comfort zone. It's who you have become. That's what I'm talking about. Continually growing out of your comfort zone. I want you all to understand this is important. I did just a little post on Facebook about this and I got so much attention. I realized I need to share this on the next podcast and dive deeper into it and break it down so all of you listening can understand what it really means. And to know that when you're in that in-between area, when you're persevering through the wide open seas of doubt, that that's part of the process. And don't think, oh my gosh, I've gone out of my comfort zone. Why am I still feeling worried? Why am I? That's normal. You're going to continue to feel fear for the rest of your life, because fear is just a feeling. And without the feeling of fear, you can't have courage, because they coexist. And it takes not going over, not under, not around, but going through your fear, doing it while you feel afraid, because fear isn't real. It's just a feeling. And that's what makes you courageous. It's not the other way around. You don't say, now I'm courageous and I don't feel fear, so now I'll do it. You do it while you're afraid. You keep going out of your comfort zone one day, one step at a time, while you're feeling it. And you become courageous by letting that fear go, by going through it. And when you feel it, you just keep letting it go. It comes and you can't dwell on it. And that's the last point I'm going to talk to you about, is dwelling and worrying. Because the in-between of the comfort zone is when fear and worry, because you're growing to that next level and all the old parts you were trying to suck you back into that old mindset of who you were versus who you are becoming. And we can start to worry about things that we didn't even used to worry about, because like everything is heightened during this. I'm telling you, I know what it's like. Then you can start worrying about the worry, and all this might even have nothing to do with the actual thing that you're doing. I'm reading this book that actually my man Bill Courtwright told me about, Bruce Lee's life. And Bruce Lee shares this amazing, amazing philosophy that breaks it down about worry and a centipede. And the centipede has 1,000 legs. And he's talking about the centipedes walking through the forest, you know, doing what he does, getting eating leaves and all that stuff. And a grasshopper jumps up to him and is like, dude, how the heck do you control each one of those 1,000 legs so that you can walk, like move around? Like that blows. I only have my 2 legs in the back that make me hop and 2 in the front. I couldn't even imagine 1,000 legs. And the centipede's like, I never even thought about it before. And then the centipede starts thinking about moving each individual leg, and then starts crawling in circles, and then the legs get all tied up and he's overthinking moving each one, and then he becomes paralyzed by his own overthinking, by his own doubt, by his own worry about the worry. And a lot of us do this. I've done it. We're fighting the wrong battle. We're worrying about something that we need to not even, when it comes, we just let it go. And the centipede, that story of the centipede, like that analogy Bruce Lee uses nails it. It's like, imagine thinking about every organ in your body that God's already orchestrating, like your heart. How does my heart beat? How does the blood circulate? How does my intestines work? How does the neurons work within my brain? And overthinking it until you become in the state of paralysis of everything that's already naturally flowing. That's the way worry is on any other thing. When we start dwelling on it, when we start worrying on it, we start fighting the wrong battles internally. And this all, I'm telling you this because as you're going out of your comfort zone, all of this will become amplified. Because everything is amplified. You're going to a new level. And I want you to understand not to be afraid and say, geez, Mark, you're making me not, that it's okay. It's no, when this happens, I remember Mark said it, this is normal. As a matter of fact, say, sweet, this means I'm on my way, not just to stepping out, but to growing out of my comfort zone to that next level and beyond. But you can't give up along the way. You can't be like that centipede. Or when you start worrying about worry, just realize that you're doing that. And then don't even think about, oh my gosh, I'm worrying about my worry. Just say, oh yeah, cool, I was. And just stop, let it go. Don't all right, well, that happens. Don't think, I must be getting sucked back in my old ways. Don't even start having thoughts with your thought. Then you're starting to have that wrong battle again. You just let it go. And then even if you're wondering, like, what the worry about the worry, keep just like waves in the ocean passing by. You just let it go. Thoughts come and go. You don't have to keep having conversations with them. And worry will come and go. You just keep letting it go and you keep going. Then you stay focused on your why and you grit through it. You grind through it and you got to really have some people around you, your right inner circle of friends. That's such an important thing of influences. And even if it's not people you personally know, it's content you're listening to like this, Elevating Beyond, of course, it's books you read. It's what you absorb. You don't watch the news 24 hours a day and wonder why am I feeling more fear and negativity when that's all they're putting into you. You have to continue to put more positive stuff into you that's going to keep pushing you to that next level, connecting with more like-minded people that are going to push you to grow out of that comfort zone instead of trying to push you back into their comfort zone. That's a whole other thing right there. So listen, everyone, all of you listening today, first and foremost, Elevating Beyond listeners, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm getting emotional right now because 2 million downloads on iTunes. I remember starting this 3 years ago and I almost gave up so many times. But because of all of you supporting me, not giving up on me, sharing your story behind the story, sharing how it's helped you in your lives has always pushed me to keep going until I've grown out of it and the next level became my new normal. Now I can't even imagine not ever doing Elevating Beyond. It's part of me. The speaking, all of it. I just want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. And I also have something else. I mentioned it on the last show. I put the link there, special for Elevating Beyond listeners. This is awesome. This is that new illustrated comic book that I made for entrepreneurs. It's for people going out of their comfort zone, persevering the wide open seas of doubt, a parable of entrepreneurship. Everything's hand-drawn in there. The illustrator then made it. The comic book, you get it. It's awesome. It comes in a plastic cover, volume one. It's about a guy going after his treasure. Everyone thinks he's crazy. Then he gets into the wide open seas of doubt. It's about growing out of your comfort zone. And I have a link in there. I'm letting all the Elevating Beyond listeners have the, it hit the bestsellers list on the Kindle version. I'm letting them all have download that for free. You can download the PDF version of it. It comes in color and everything. It's elevatingbeyondcomicbook.com. I'll have the link to it in the show notes. Everyone get it. You're going to love it. It's about everything that we're talking about on today's show. So listen to me. As I get off here, I want you all to understand stepping out of your comfort zone isn't just a one-time thing or a quote. No, no, no. And stop fighting the wrong battles. Continue to be a caterpillar and moving onward. Don't think about your thousand legs. Don't listen or worry about what that cricket comes and says to you, or those voices in your head, or those people that don't comprehend going out of your comfort zone. Continue to grow out of your comfort zone and persist. That's right, persist. God is orchestrating, persist until that next level, until you look back and no longer does the old comfort zone exist, because the next level has now become your new normal. That's it right there, everyone. This is Mark Menard. Never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help. With a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com. This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwan's help. With Schwan's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwans.com.